This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Thursday, October 15, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. On Thursday, diversified miner Xstrata announced that it had no intention of making an offer for Anglo American, 5 days before the close of the UK takeover panel's deadline. In June, Xstrata proposed a merger of equals with fellow diversified giant Anglo American. The proposal was repeatedly rejected by the Anglo board. On October 2, the UK takeover panel had given the mining giant an October 20 deadline to announce a firm intention to make an offer for Anglo American or to walk away for 6 months. Xstrata CEO Mick Davis said in a statement that the company's decision not to proceed with an offer before the deadline imposed by the UK takeover panel reflected its disciplined approach to growth and its focus on the value proposition for Xstrata's shareholders in a merger. Diversified miners BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto have decided not to proceed with joint marketing activities from their joint venture iron ore operations in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. In June, BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto agreed to combine their Western Australian iron ore assets. Under the agreement, up to 15% of production was proposed to be sold by the JV, independent of Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton. However, the companies would now market all production from the proposed JV separately amid growing concern from the steel industry. Also making headlines, mining giant Vale is under growing government pressure to boost investments in Brazil. Australia's Mirabella Nickel expects the first nickel concentrates from its Brazil mine in November. Vancouver-based Eldorado Gold is conducting an internal review on the options for its iron ore mine in Brazil. And Aurora Empowerment Systems MD Zondwa Mandela says that Aurora is destined to be a major gold player. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.